International Al Quds Day in Iran. The occasion is marked every year on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan. It's meant to express solidarity with the Palestinians and their cause. The day was designated by the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, back in 1979. Millions of people throughout the world took to the streets to condemn Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories. In Iran, the event was commemorated in more than 550 cities. Iranian officials also attended the event. Among them was President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Addressing worshippers at the Friday prayers, he slammed the U.S. and its Western allies for supporting the occupying regime of Israel.
Stop supporting Israel. Israel is of no use to you. The nations in the region have woken up.
He also rejected the idea of the two-state solution.
Accepting the two-state solution means giving up after years of resistance. It means starting all over again.
The protesters also had a message for Israel.
The Quds Day is a step to liberate the holy city from the oppressive Zionist occupation.
I'm here because I'm going to say what happened in Gaza was the perfect example of Holocaust. I don't support it, I don't support Zionists, I support Palestine. I'm here to say that.
Israel occupied Jerusalem and Quds after the Six-Day War. This prompted the UN Security Council to pass the Resolution 242, calling on Israel to withdraw from the region. Despite that, Israel passed a law declaring Jerusalem and Quds as its capital. In response, the Security Council declared the Israeli law as null and void.
International Quds Day comes a few days after earthquake in Iran's northwest. International Quds Day is a good opportunity for those who are expressing their support for Palestinians to carry out a fundraising campaign for earthquake victims. Arash Khalapali, Press TV.